Yeah, that's
sliced. Okay. So
I can break it.
Yeah.
Is that mic going to turn on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this first Sunday of May. We are already in the fifth month, almost half of the year going to be soon. And let us thank God for the opportunity that God has given us to gather together in this church and also online to worship together. God has given us the health and strength in our bodies to come here and gather together, and also the various technologies that we can also use online worship together as well. God has given us another day in this world to live, which is a blessing. Every day is a gift from God, and we worship God with our grateful hearts this morning with all the blessings that we have in our lives, and continue to worship together and do His work in this community and around the world. If you can turn with me on the announcements to the second page in the bulletin. Our Georgia Mountain Food Bank collections are still going. Please pray about it and donate in cash and kind. The book available for sale will be used for the benefit of our mission work through this church. And use that address listed there for any communication or mailing any checks that you want to do for mailing purpose. And also, if you know anyone who is struggling with basic needs, particularly during this pandemic, please text or call me at that number and we'll work them out to help out as much as we can. The annual conference information is listed there. May 16th starts the registration. So those of you who are attending, it's going to be online from June 3rd through the 5th. Please note to register your name at that address. We will have our cooking class next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fellowship Hall. Jan Bessori will be cooking, so please join us together for a good time of fellowship and fun. And we will have the yard sale on May 15th from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Please contact Margaret at that number with any information you want to know, or if you can help out by volunteering. We need some people to come around an hour before 9 o'clock, maybe at 8 o'clock, so that we can move the items to the parking lot. Whoever can find some time in the morning, please come and help us out with the garage sale. We will have the art class on the 22nd Saturday. Wayne will be teaching drawing and other stuff. We'll have also fun and fellowship during that Saturday on the 22nd. We have a special Mother's Day service next Sunday, the 9th. Please join us with your family and friends if you can bring them. We have the choir has worked out a beautiful arrangements of songs, and the women will be leading the service. All the readings and preaching, everything will be done by women next Sunday. So we'll hear some beautiful sermons as well as some songs and prayers next Sunday. That going to be a special Sunday for us. So be here and bring our friends and relatives and whoever you can bring with you next Sunday for that special service. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation. Thank you for all your support for the church. Please pray about the future of the church and continue donating. Particularly, we are looking at the parking lot to be renovated in the next few months. We need about $30,000. So please pray about it and continue to donate and take part in this great cause that God has given us to do in this area. If there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. God has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 158 in the blue hymnal and also on the screen. Come, Christians, join to sing. If you are able, please stand.
Come. sing Alleluia, Amen. Praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, Amen.
Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name and worship together as your children. Thank you for the gift of life and the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to gather together and also online to worship together along with all the saints around the world and in heaven. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ. Because of him, only that we could become your children who came to this world, suffered and died for us and rose from the dead so that we can be partakers of the power of resurrection and be part of the kingdom of God. We thank you for the privilege you have given us to be in this world to spread your love. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful in the situations that you have given us so that we can show you through our lives and in our actions and in our deeds. We pray that you will be with us today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. In all the singing, in our praises, our prayers, our meditation of the word and the table that we share today, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing your people. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now, so we can stand up and wave each other, and also online we can say hi to each other online as well.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hey Martha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey Chuck and Mickey. Good morning. Some of our folks are traveling. James and Lou are traveling this weekend, so please keep them in our prayers. Robert is also doing something that he texted me. He will be traveling as well, so please keep him in our prayers as well. As we remain seated, the choir will be singing a special now.
Good old-fashioned way. be an old-time Christian.
Now, for the responsive reading is taken from Psalm 42 verses 1 through 5. Please stand for the responsive reading if you are able.
As a deer longs for the flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God.
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?
My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?"
These things I remember as they pour out my soul, how I went with the throng, and led them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival.
Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me?
Holy God, whom again I shall praise, my help and my God.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. As we come to the prayer time now, as a church family, we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God together as a family. And also we share our prayers of burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and grace. And let us share our prayers and blessings as well as our concerns and burdens at this time. Our prayer requests are listed on the second page, if you can turn with me. I'm sorry, on the back page. Some of the special items to call out are about Eddie is still struggling with his pain, and continue to keep him in our prayers. Keep Susan and family listed there in our prayers as they are grieving at the death of their father. Of course, are there any special prayer requests to call out?
Yes, I have one. Numbers went up a little bit. So please be praying that they don't go up anymore.
Okay, we'll pray for Martha for his continued treatment that she's doing with cancer, that her results turn out to be better. So let us keep her in our prayers. Oh, here?
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, wow. Harry. Okay. Keep Harry and Jan in our prayers with the car accident. And we'll continue to pray for, we need prayer for Terry. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that he is planning to retire and having another stage in his life. So keep him in our prayers. Any other special call-outs?
Pastor?
Yes.
I need everybody to say a prayer, please, for me.
Please pray for Kim.
I need God to come down and touch my lungs.
Pray for Kevin. He's not feeling well today.
He's having some trouble. It happens on and off, but this has been a bad couple of days.
Any others? Not let us go to God in prayer together. We spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Do not worry about tomorrow. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that whoever seeks will find, whoever knocks will the door be opened to them, and you always pay attention to our every need, even when we are not aware of it. We thank you for always being there, watching over us and caring about us. Help us, Lord, to trust in you as we struggle with various issues and problems in our lives. We thank you for the manifold blessings you shower upon us, the health and strength we enjoy in our bodies. Even in the midst of this pandemic, you have been good to us, blessing us and guiding us with all the things that we need. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, even when we have been unfaithful to you. At the same time also, some of us are troubled and some of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls and in our spirit. We particularly pray for Eddie as he's struggling with his pain, with his problems that he's going through now. Bless him, Lord, as he continues to recover. We pray that your Holy Spirit will be with him and comfort him with your peace. We pray for Martha as her counts have been slightly increasing. We pray for your guidance and your healing to touch her body, Lord, as we come before you as one body together in one spirit. We ask you to perform a miracle today, now as we pray. Touch her, Lord, and heal her completely, that her counts will not go up again, that she will be cancer-free soon. We pray for your guidance in the future and your Holy Spirit to comfort her and her family during this time. We also pray for Harry and Jan as they had a car wreck this morning. We pray for your comforting presence with them. We pray for Kevin as he's struggling with his breathing issues and his lungs. We pray for your healing hand, Lord, your wounded hand will touch him. As we pray now, bless him, Lord, and touch him now, and heal him completely that he will be back to normal soon. We pray for Terry as he is deciding for a career change in his life. We pray for your guidance, the Holy Spirit and the wisdom, and also the comforting peace to choose the right decisions and make the right decisions during this time. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various problems and issues. Particularly we pray for Susan and family who are grieving at the death of their father due to COVID. We pray that you will continue to heal that nation of India and bring this pandemic to an end. And the whole world is struggling, Lord, and needs your comforting presence during this time. We know that you are in control and we trust in you, Lord. You are a good God and you continue to be good. We pray for all those who are working behind the scenes to support us, the frontline workers, the police, fire, and medical personnel, and our service workers, and all those who are working day and night, risking their own lives. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for their safety and protection. Bless them, Lord, and bless their families. We pray for all of those who are going through difficult times and the various problems. We pray for your comforting presence with them, Lord. We pray for all of those who are traveling today. Be with them and give them travel mercies. Be with us today as we worship together, Lord, that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified in all the things that we do here. Bless us, Lord, as we take part in the communion today, that it will be a blessing in our lives and also a source of blessing to this world through our lives. Guide us as a church as we look forward to the various activities coming up, particularly the garage sale and the cooking class and the art class and all the various activities that we are planning to do in the coming future. Bless us, Lord, the Holy Spirit and the wisdom and the direction that you want us to take so that we can do your work faithfully and effectively in this place that you have given us to do. Bless us today to worship you in truth and in spirit. As we depart from this place, give us the power of the Holy Spirit to be your powerful witnesses as we go. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, you are the source of all we have and all that we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord, for the glory of your kingdom. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be faithful servants of your abundance and the caretakers of all that you have entrusted with, Lord. Help us to use our gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. We come before you with this offering as your people. Bless all of them who were able to give today and also they who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love and use this offering that we can use it wisely and effectively and faithfully for the work of your kingdom in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, please turn to John's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 17 through 27, the scripture reading, if you are able. Please remain standing.
On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, we come before your Word. We pray that you will humble our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your Word with humility. Illumine our souls that so that we can see the hidden spiritual truths behind the Word. Give us an obedient spirit, Lord, as we go from this place so that we can obey your Word and commandments in our lives. Preach to me and through me to your people, Lord, that it be a blessing in their lives and also to this world through their lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are still in the Easter season, the fifth Sunday after Easter, or fifth Sunday of Easter, remembering the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And meditating about the sharing of the power of resurrection in our lives with Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus is a reality. In 2015, I noted that in my notes at that time that there was a news piece that came out that said a guy who has been reported missing for 25 years just finally started showing up in places. So at the time of the disappearance, he was in bad shape. He was broke. He was owing a lot of money in child support and a lot of people that he owed money. So he decided to go in hiding, and then after 25 years he returned, or he showed up again. But the challenge that he had was that when he came back to life, he discovered that all the records, including the court records, showed him as dead. Somebody reported him as dead. And then he thought it was good for him for a while, because he didn't have to pay anybody any more money, so they would not come up after him. But it did not take too long for him to figure out that it is a terrible way to live, as being declared dead. Because he could not do anything. He can go anywhere to find anything, to do a job or get a job or even for benefits. He's dead according to everybody else. So he filed a petition, an appeal in court. This is in Ohio. You can look it up. It's a very interesting story. And he appealed to the court to reverse the ruling in the court records that to make him alive again. And the court turned him down and rejected it, saying that there's a 3-year time limit for changing death records. I didn't know that. But I don't know where Lazarus was, but he came back in 3 days, so he probably did not have these problems. We are not told where he was or what he did during those 3 days of death that he had to go through. And Lazarus never speaks in the story, and we all are familiar with the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. So when I look at it, that Lazarus has no say in anything in the story, I believe that the story is not about Lazarus, even though he is the one who was raised from the dead. The story really is about the power of resurrection that the world experienced that day. Lazarus is not the first one who was raised from the dead. And there have been people who have been in the Old Testament who have been raised from the dead by the prophets. And there are other instances where Jesus raised other people. And Peter later on raised another girl. So it is not about that person who is raised from the dead. It is about the power of resurrection that brings people out of dead life into death into life, abundant life. And when they were worried about Lazarus' death and they were grieving and complaining about Jesus, how Jesus was late in coming, and if he was there, their brother would not have died, and the sisters were complaining about all of that, and Jesus asked them, do you believe that with God everything is possible, and do you believe that your brother can come to life? Then Mary said, well, I believe that he will come to life one day during the resurrection day. And then Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. So that is the big truth that the world wanted to hear from Jesus Christ, who himself is the resurrection and the life. When we experience or we accept Jesus Christ in our lives, we become partakers of the power of resurrection. Our life is not the same anymore. We become dead to sin and dead to this world and alive to God and His righteousness. And that is the power of resurrection that we are all taking part of. As Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Lazarus was raised from the dead. Many people were raised from the dead, like I said. But they all had to do a second death. They had to go through another second death. But Jesus was crucified and dead. And he rose from the dead again, never to die again, because he still lives and reigns, overcoming death every single day and giving you and me the power to overcome death in our lives. That is the power of resurrection. It is the foundation of Christian faith. Resurrection. Without resurrection, we don't have a faith. And Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians that if Christ is not risen, our faith is worthless. So resurrection is the foundation of our faith, that there is a life that we are waiting for, not only after death, but also in this world. When you accept Jesus Christ, you are becoming part of the power of resurrection and a renewed life in this world. Transformation is what does God every day. Remember, when we looked at the John's Gospel, we pretty much covered every chapter from beginning of John's Gospel to the end of John's Gospel during the last few weeks that I preached. The first sign that Jesus did was transforming water into wine in the wedding at Cana. You all remember that. The water which was left there for other purposes outside the house in wash basins or pots were turned into or transformed into beautiful, delicious wine, good quality wine, that were taken to the guests of honor and served there, and the transforming power started there. And John says that Jesus did that miracle as the first sign of his work. And I believe that when this raising of Lazarus became the final point of his ministry, if we look at the courses of events that happened after that, it says that many people believed in Jesus after this event of raising Lazarus from the dead. But at the same time, this was the turning point of the leaders of the religious establishment and also the rulers at that time, Jewish leaders, to turn against Jesus. And from that day on, they were afraid that Jesus was going to turn everything upside down. They were afraid. And we read that from that day on, they plotted to take his life. So this became the power of resurrection that the world saw in front of them, and declared, Jesus himself declaring that I am the resurrection and the life, threatened the very establishment of the world at that time. And they decided to plot, or they plotted to kill Jesus. And that was then all the events that followed after led to the trial and crucifixion and death and resurrection of Jesus. The story is not for the dead people. The story is given to us for the living ones, more than for the ones who are dead. The gift of life is more important. God has given us this life as a gift in this world, and every moment that we live in this world is very valuable to not only to us but also to God himself, because he gave us this life as a gift. And the gift of life is because death can come at any moment, and it's very important to always have that perspective in our mind. Death can come at any moment. But as people of God who took part in the resurrection experience of Jesus Christ, we already have won the victory over death. So that we don't have to be afraid of death, but we all are going to be together with Jesus Christ who lives and reigns forever. And we are all partakers of that kingdom. Paul says that in all of his letters. Therefore we have been buried with Jesus Christ through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so too we might be raised from death. And then in Ephesians we read that he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places because we are united with Christ. So we were dead to sin and world, and we are alive to God and righteousness, and declaring and making us spiritually alive. There is a powerful prayer that we pray during our funeral services. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restored our life. Christ will come again in glory. That's what we are hoping as people of God. It is more important to know that resurrection experience starts here in this life. Jesus teaches them that life is now and here is very important. And in Luke, when Jesus was explaining to them about death and resurrection and the life after death, in Luke chapter 20, we read that he is the God of the living and not the dead, for they are all alive to him. To God, we are all alive because of Christ Jesus, who rose from the dead. So resurrection is about experiencing the power of life over death. Jesus said a parable about a grain. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So death brings up much abundant life. Jesus was teaching that lesson through that grain of wheat. There's a type of pine in the West called lodgepole pine that I was reading about. This particular pine has a cone with seeds in it, which when exposed to intense heat will burst open. So the resulting propagation of that seeds become life for new plants to come up. Particularly during in the West, when they have these forest fires, these pine trees have these cones that burst up during the intense heat during that fire. Eventually those seeds will be spread around and become new trees after a big fire has happened. So in the midst of death and destruction, God is working through his process to bring out life again. In our personal experience as well, we have to see how God will bring good and newness in the situations of desperation and probably death and frustration. The prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 29:11, the very well-known verse that we all like, reads like this: "Surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." I know from my personal experience that we often feel God's love and healing most powerfully in difficult situations. In all circumstances, God can bring transformation and new life through us, in our lives and through our lives. And resurrection transforms our body and our soul and our spirit. Jesus also said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and anyone who believes in me, even though he will die, will have eternal life, will never die." God's power give us the blessing and the eternal life that Jesus had promised us. Not only bring renewal in our lives in this world, but also eternal life in the presence of God with Jesus Christ in heaven. Death and decay may be part of life in this world, but life and happiness are part of the eternity that we are waiting to have, hoping for. And we all know that the spring is here and the leaves are coming out of the trees, and some of them are already blooming with flowers. But there was a winter that they all had to go through. And the temperatures were cold and the trees and the old leaves were shedding leaves during that time. But now we can see everything has changed. The sunlight has come up. Trees started growing their leaves and blooming started up. And when good things happen to in our lives, we rejoice, like the spring rejoicing. But even in the midst of darkness and troubles and winter, we can always hope for a resurrection that is coming up in our experiences of life. Jesus said, "He is the God of the living, for him all are alive." Resurrection is the assurance that we can shed our old plans and our pains and hurts and suffering and make room for a new blessing that God has in store for us. And it is the promise of fullness of life on this earth and also a life that is to come. God's promises are for such places to fill us with new life, but also not only in this world, but also in the life to come. Jesus' resurrection promises that we will be like him. In Philippians, Paul talks about the experience that we are all going to have. And he said, "The Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly bodies, that we may be conformed to his glorious body." Because of Christ's resurrection, we are going to have a transformed body that we will all receive one day. Because Jesus rose from the grave, we can be confident that our bodies will be changed and fashioned like his glorious body. Yes, one day we will be like him, together with all the saints who have gone before us and also will come after us. We will be like Jesus in heaven, spending eternity with God. It is like an orchestra ready to sing, that God's timing, we don't know when it's going to happen. I recently saw an orchestra on TV, how all the people who come for the orchestra take their seats very quietly and place their music sheet in front of them. And then they all sit down very quietly and with very perfect discipline. It's so quiet there. And then they're waiting for one event. They position their music on the stand and comfortable chairs they're sitting in quietly, but waiting for the conductor to give them the sign. The conductor waited and watched. Everybody was sitting there. Then with just a downbeat of the baton, the big music started coming up. And we are waiting for that one big downbeat of the baton from heaven. And it's going to happen one day. While we are living in this body, God has given us the privilege to be partakers of the power of resurrection, to show His love and spread that power of resurrection to others in this world. Just like the master of that orchestra beats that baton, God is going to blow His trumpet one day, and we will all be transformed into His form and into His image. And we are looking forward to that special day together. May the good Lord bless us with these words today as we come before the table. Remember that God already has given us the power of resurrection in our lives to live as a renewed life in this world. And also there is going to be a transformed life and body that we will receive, and we will be together in eternity with Jesus. Come before the table and take part in the table. The United Methodist Church table is an open table. All can come. It's the Lord's table. And share this communion together and thank God for what He has done in our lives. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples, and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, and this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in your mighty acts of the remembrance in this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As the ushers guide you, please come forward and take part in the communion. The closing hymn is Victory in Jesus. If you are able, please stand.
Heard an older story, how the Savior came from glory, how he bent his knife to Calvary to save a wretch like me. Heard about his groaning, singing, and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Death is strong, but life is stronger. Darkness is strong, but light is stronger. Evil is strong, but righteousness prevails. Disappointment may be strong, but hope triumphs. We are a group of people who hope in the eternal life that we are going to receive one day. Go in peace, knowing that that same God is with us in every walk of our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.